The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, back after a brief absence, Lieutenant Governor Pam Evatt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. It's great to be back home. It's always great to be somewhere, but it's never as good as coming back home.
Yep, there you go. All right, so talk with us. I know that you have been in Israel. A lot of our listeners may not have known why we haven't caught up with you the past couple of weeks. Talk with us about your trip to Israel and why you were there.
So I was in Israel on an international trade mission with other Republican lieutenant governors. There were six of us in total. Took a delegation to Israel. We met with Israeli leaders, talked about our great alliance with Israel. They told us about their concerns, why they value the friendship of the United States. Met with businesses that are Israeli businesses that have ties to South Carolina. So there were days that we all broke apart and we went and conducted business, trying to get more business to come here, looking at Israel's innovation and trying to convince them that South Carolina is the place to be. On top of that, you know, got to see some of the sites that make Israel one of the most holiest places in the world, Joey. And yeah, as a Christian and a devout Catholic, it was moving. It was completely moving.
We had to cancel our trip this past fall, but we do a trip of listeners every 2 years. I've been very fortunate to have been on three of those. We had about 600 people registered to go with us this past fall when we had to cancel that. We'll do it again next year. But it's just to be able to see some of the things that you have read about and studied about, from a child through my adult years in church, it's just a very touching to actually be there and walk those same paths.
Absolutely. The Bible definitely comes to life in Jerusalem. And Sunday, David and I went to Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and just by the grace of God, we're there at a time where they opened up the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. And David and I got to literally put our hands on the rock where his body was and pray. And it was an amazing thing that I will never forget. Yeah. It was amazing. You know, we had dinner with former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and really all the ministers that we met with, whether it be health or defense, talked about this Iranian deal. It's one of the things that they are most concerned about that's happening in our world. And unfortunately, because of the horrible atrocities in Ukraine, we're not hearing a lot about it. But it was something that they definitely wanted us to carry back to our states and really wanted to have all of our states who are very pro-Israel to talk yeah, about, to get people talking about, to stop this horrific deal that nobody in the Middle East wants. Right. Yeah. The Emirates are not for this deal. Saudi Arabia is not for this deal. And it was interesting, their perspective, as they said, you know, Iran already has rockets that can get to us. But what they're negotiating now is giving Iran the ability of rockets that will get to you. And that's what nobody's really talking about. And it was something that we all promised to do, is to go back home and to get people more aware of what's going on and why funneling Iran money, why taking their guard off of the terror list that President Trump worked so hard to put them on, is not just bad for Israel, it's bad for the entire world. And it was the common theme, no matter who we met with, always ended up talking about the Iran deal that's being negotiated right now.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you, because with all the things that are going on around the world right now, did you hesitate to travel abroad at all? Did you feel safe at all times?
You know, I really did. you know, Israel's a remarkable place. And I had said this to the former prime minister. I said, you know, I've always felt that the Israeli people live in such a state of grace with so much going on around them. You know, we as a delegation got to see the Iron Dome. And thank you to Congressman Joe Wilson for his support of that and making sure that funds continue to be used to upgrade the Iron Dome. But the intercepting of missiles, right, at all times, the fact that their police and their military are on high alert at all times, everybody lives happy. Children play on the streets, people go to work, they shop, they worship, they live, and they do it with a lot of grace. Yeah. And I never, we went to Hebron, which is a settlement city, which is not, it was probably the only time I felt a little unsettled, but the resolve of those people to say that I'm staying here because this is where my great grandparents settled. These are where, you know, 2000 years ago, my people lived. It's amazing that they have that much resolve, right? It, just a lot of admiration, things I brought home with me that I won't soon forget, but a great place. I wasn't, you know, I try to not live my life in fear. I have, you know, you and I have talked about it. I'm a devout Catholic. And I believe God has a plan for all of us. And when he tells us to go and see, that's what we need to do. And we have to believe that he's putting us exactly where he wants us.
Right. You know, one of my favorite things that we do on our, listener trips to Israel is, we go to the Sea of Galilee and we go out on the wooden replica boats. And, Dennis Prager, Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher always lead our groups. And at the Sea of Galilee, Dennis Prager always leads us from one of the boats, and all the other boats will tie up around us with the boat with Dennis. And we sing and we play and we pray, but just being on the Sea of Galilee is just very special.
You know, I hated that. That was the day I did a lot of my business visits all through Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and I did not get to go to the Sea of Galilee, but I did get to stop at Yad Vashem, and I got to set a wreath. You know, I shared that on social media because it was very moving. It's the Holocaust Museum for anybody who's not familiar with the name, but it is, if you're in Jerusalem, if you're in Israel, you have to go to Yad Vashem. It will change. Yeah. It will change your whole idea of how horrible the world can be. And it gives you a whole new sense of empathy for what the Jewish people went through.
Yeah. Well, since you missed that experience, that's just more reason. You'll have to go on our trip next year.
You'll
have to go back
like
with us.
That sounds wonderful. My daughter was very sad. This is a trip she's always wanted to take, but it was work. So David and I went together representing South Carolina, but we did promise her we'd take her back. So we are definitely going to go back.
And I got to tell you, there's no better way to experience Israel than with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. Dennis Prager is a walking encyclopedia. I mean, I forget how many, I think he's been to Israel like 30 plus times over his many years in broadcasting. And Dennis Prager, I mean, he has all the answers. And it's just amazing to be, I mean, you know, they're great tour guides that we, have with us, but just having someone who's been there, so often, it's just very, very special. But, just a reason for you to go back with us next year. We'll be going next fall.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I definitely want to go back because when you're working most of the time, there are things, you know, we got to see so many things, but you know, there's so much yet to see. Yep. So I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to put that on my calendar, Joey.
Yeah. You know, a quick story here. We were there when they had just moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and I was in the ambassador's office before he even was, because we were given a tour and they were literally just trying to finish up the work, and there were ladders and stuff in the building, and they were hanging art on his wall and everything, but it was very interesting. And that's the time that I got to stay an extra couple of days, not by design, but someone stole my passport.
And, oh, no.
And so Senator Tim Scott had to help me get another quick passport in order to get me back home.
Well, we had dinner with Ambassador Friedman, and what an amazing man. Gave us a lot of insight and really talked about the day where President Trump, we got to go to the new embassy in Jerusalem.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's a great place. They, you know, they said it'll take to move all the offices from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem will be over a series of 5 or 6 years to get
right.
everything over there. But,
right.
But it's there, and there's a huge plaque to Donald Trump on the wall thanking him for yeah. moving, you know, for finally being the president that did what so many promised.
Right. Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always a pleasure. Glad you're back home safe, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks so much, Joey. I hope you all have a great week.
All right, you too.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.